Hello, One Love family. Welcome back to the One Love podcast. This is your host, Eugenia Rhett. And I just wanted to come on today and talk about relationships. I think a lot of us get into friendships and relationships, like romantic relationships, and we aren't sure at times if that is the right step for us at the time. And I wanted to come on here and like let you guys know how you can see or how you can figure out that this relationship is for you in the season that you're in. And so today I was just sitting around and I was thinking about stuff and I was scrolling through social media like any young adult does on a Sunday afternoon when you're in the middle of a pandemic. And I came across one of these celebrities who just recently got engaged. And it got me thinking, what is the point of marriage, right? I mean, we all know it's a godly thing. We want to come into covenant with someone that we love. We want to have kids with that person. We want to live the rest of our lives with that person. But that's not the only purpose, really. And first of all, that's not the biggest purpose. The biggest purpose for marriage is God already told us that, you know, it's not good for man to go through this earth alone. In Genesis with Adam and Eve, you see that. That's the reason Eve was created. So when you decide to get in a relationship, get in a friendship, get married, the biggest reason for any type of relationship or friendship is for that person to be there to be your support. But be your support in a way that helps you continue to build God's purpose in your life. What do I mean by saying that, right? Okay, so let's say God's purpose for you is to build a church. You get into a friendship where you tell your friendship, the friend, that, hey, this is God's purpose for me. And that friend is like, really? Seriously? That's God's purpose for you? And you continue to stay in that friendship, well, guess what? That purpose that God has for you is no longer, because you're going to believe what your friend said. You're not able to do it. God would never choose you. Different things like that. And it's like, why would you stay in a relationship like that? That is not the purpose of your friendship or any romantic relationship you have. The purpose, first and foremost, is to love one another and help the other person be in God's purpose for them. And the biggest comparison that I could have to, like, let's say in the Bible you have John and Jesus, right? Jesus knew his purpose. John knew Jesus' purpose. He knew it from the day that Mary said she was going to conceive Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. He flipped in his mother's belly. He already knew God's purpose. And John and Jesus were the best of friends. They were brothers. They were cousins. That's how it was for their life. And every time Jesus said, hey, this is where we got to go, John was like, all right, let's do it. He supported Jesus' purpose on this earth. When Jesus said, I got to go to the cross, John wasn't happy about it. I mean, none of the disciples were happy about it. I mean, the man that's been leading you for this long, that's been making miracles all across the world, just said that he has to go and die on the cross. What? But guess what? John still supported his purpose. You see, when you have friends and a romantic partner in your life, they should support God's purpose for you, first and foremost. So when you tell them, hey, this is what God has put in my heart, this is the purpose he has for me, then they should be like, all right, let's get it. We're going to pray about it. We're going to ask God how we're going to make this work. And I'm going to help you because this is part of my purpose in this relationship, to help you in God's purpose for your life, and for you to help me in God's purpose for my life. For me, my personal example would be my friendship with my best friend. His name is Connor. We became friends at the age of 15, and we didn't know why. And this is another part. God will give you people in your life where it doesn't make sense why you're friends. It doesn't make sense why you're together. And you'll sit there at the beginning and you'll just wonder why. And that is what my friendship with Connor is. It's, why are we friends? We have nothing in common, yet we're still friends. And that's what you think at first. Now, 10 years later, that's not what I think anymore. We have a lot in common, but when you first meet somebody, the first couple of similarities, especially in high school, if they don't hang out with the same group of people that you don't, which we didn't, then you're not going to be open to being friends with that person. Not in high school. High school was full of, and to sit, when I say full of cliques, in my high school, it was different. Everybody loved one another. Everybody knew one another because we were such a small knit community. But of course you had your little clique of friends that you hung out with most. And so we hung out with different friend groups. And everybody always asked us, hey, why are you guys friends? And every time we said, we don't know. We didn't understand it. We didn't get it. And so about a couple years ago, I was still like, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I was like, why are we friends? You know? And he's like, I don't know. And then God was like, I could tell you. Because you're both helping each other with the purpose I have for each one of you. And it was just so funny. It was so interesting because now that we look at it, we're both young adults trying to do God's purpose the best way we know how, the best way we can. And that's why our friendship has lasted so long. Because no matter what we are doing, no matter where we were going in life, we were always there for one another. And even at a time where we may not have talked all the time, we always knew that if I need her or if he needed me, or if I needed him, we would always be there for each other. And that's the type of relationship that God wants you to have. He wants you to have a relationship that is focused on furthering the purpose that he has for you. And if a relationship that you're in right now, if a friendship that you're in right now isn't doing that, then it's time to walk away for right now. Nobody says that there's not a time later on in life where that friendship may not come back around, and you both are helping each other with the purpose that God has for you. But for right now in this season, if it's not helping you, if they're not being there for you in the way that you need so that you can build the empire that God wants you to, well, not empire, if you can build the kingdom that God wants you to build, and you help them build a kingdom that God has for them to build so that there's God's kingdom on earth, then no, they shouldn't be in your life right now. And that goes for family as well. If there's family members in your life that aren't supporting you in the way they should, and they're not being there for you in the way they should, then hey, it's okay to cut family out, because guess what? It gives you time to focus back on what God has for you. Because sometimes family relationships, romantic relationships, and friendships can distract you from the purpose that God has for you, and they're not enhancing the purpose that God has laid out for you. And so when you think about the question, is this relationship good for me right now? Is this relationship a godly one? Think about it. And if you say no, then hey, let them know, hey, you know, I don't feel like this friendship is really benefiting both of us in the best way possible. I think I need to take a step back and refocus in my season. And I'll let you know if I'm ready to come back, or I'll let you know if I am going to come back to this relationship. And there's some times where you got to close that door all the way. Hey, this friendship isn't really working for us. It's not benefiting us in the way that benefits both of us the best or benefits God in the best way. And I don't think we should have this friendship or relationship, or we should cut off this family tie. And guess what? That's it. That's all you got to do. Do not feel guilty for wanting to focus on the purpose that God has for you and wanting to have people around you that also wants to build with you on the purpose that God has for you. Don't feel guilty for that. Why feel guilty for doing God's work and the work that he has for you? You have no reason to feel guilty about that. God put that in your heart for you to further his kingdom. And yet you got to let somebody go. You got to let a couple people go. But guess what? When you let those people go, that purpose that God has for your life, it just got 10 times easier. Because you just let go of people who were holding you back, who were like shackles on your feet, and you were dragging them, trying to convince them that this is God's purpose for you. You were just sitting there dragging them in the direction that's purpose for you. And you were sitting there telling them over and over again, this is my purpose that God has for me. And you weren't walking as fast as God needed you to be at that time. And he kept telling you to cut them off. Well, this is him telling you once again, cut them off. Take off those shackles because you are free to do his purpose. Don't let somebody else shackle themselves to you to stop you from his purpose. You're free to do his purpose. Don't ever feel guilty about that. Surround yourself with people that you're going to support in their purpose for God, and surround yourself in people who are going to support you in your purpose that God has for you. And that's all I had to say today, guys. I hope that this, got to somebody today, because it really got to me. I think us as young people, especially right now with this pandemic, we're afraid of losing people. We're afraid that if we lose someone that we've known for so long and that's been holding us for so long, that we're going to be alone. But the crazy thing is, you're already alone. That person isn't even supporting you in the way they should. So you're already alone in that relationship. But can I tell you about another relationship you're never going to be alone in? Another relationship you're never going to be alone in is the one you have with Jesus Christ. And so maybe let go of that relationship right now, or forever. But hold on dearly to the relationship that you have with God, because he's never going to leave you, or he's never going to forsake you. God works miracles in solitude, because he did in my life. This pandemic, it's made me feel lonely. I've cut off some people that I didn't feel was helping me with the purpose that God has for me. I'm also a lone wolf as it is, so I don't have a lot of friends, but I cut off some people that I felt weren't helping me be the best me for God and weren't helping me do his purpose. But in doing that, I was able to be in solidarity, and I was able to be, how do I want to put this? I was able to be one in God, in my relationship. There it is. I was able to be one with him in my relationship. I was able to grow in him, just me and him together. And some of us need to do that as young adults. We're so caught up in what's next. We're so caught up in social media. We're so caught up in what our friends are doing. And we're not paying enough attention to the relationship that we have in God and the purpose that he has for us. And so sometimes you need to cut off those relationships, and that includes relationships with social media. Trust me, I've had to do it too, and sometimes I got to go back and do it again. Social media is addicting, just like friendships, just like anything else in life can be addicting. So sometimes you gotta cut it off. Gotta let it go, let it go. Sometimes you gotta let it go so that you can get closer in your relationship with God, so that you can get closer in the purpose that he has for you. And for those of you who don't know who Jesus Christ is, he is the most amazing man to ever walk this earth. He is the most famous man to ever walk this earth, whether you believe in him or not. There are more stories told about him than anybody else in the world. He is a man who stretched his arms out on the cross for you so that you may live again. So, today is your day to say, hey, today I declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I am choosing to follow you for the rest of my days. Now, this decision you're making right now, easy decision. The hard part is going to be when things become a struggle, or when things become too good to be true. That is going to be the hard part, where am I going to choose him? Am I going to be humble in the good times, in the great times? Am I going to be faithful in the struggling times? That's when it's going to be hard. And that is when you're going to need those friends that we were talking about earlier that are there to support the purpose that God has for your life. So keep them close, but keep Jesus closer. And so if this is your first time accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would like you to pray this prayer with me. Jesus, you died on the cross for me so that I may live again. I'm giving my life to you today. From this day forward, I plan to follow you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross for me and rose again so that I can have an everlasting life. God, take me, change me, mold me, transform me so that I can be a better man, a better woman, to further your kingdom and do the purpose that you have for me. God, I thank you. God, I love you. And I pray these things in your beautiful son, Jesus' name. Amen. And if you pray that for the first time, woo, 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 woo. Hey, we got another person in Christ. Don't laugh at me, y'all. Don't laugh at me. It's for real. This is amazing. This is life-changing. And I know it can be scary, because it was a little scary for me when I first did it, but I just want you to know that you're not alone, that I am here for you, that I'm here with you. And if you have any questions, or if you want to talk, just email me, emrboot@gmail.com, and I am here to talk. I'm here to be a friend to help you further God's purpose in your life. Man, I pray you guys have a blessed day. I pray that you guys have a blessed rest of your week. Have a beautiful rest of your Sunday. Have a beautiful rest of whatever day you're listening to this on. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. You guys are world changers. Go out and change the world. I love you all, One Love family. Till next time.